I didn't start painting or drawing until I came to jail 2.5 years ago, and I've gotten quite good at it now. You know, I've been doing a lot of real life realistic stuff lately, and I've been getting a lot of good feedback on it. But I won't sell my paintings. My mum always told me, you know, you put your heart and soul into it, you know, you shouldn't sell it off to someone, you know, you should gift it on to a family member or a friend.
Yep.
You know, because at the end of the day, you know, it's just a painting. I can paint another one if I want to, you know, I don't need the profit of it.
Yeah.
You know, and I work real hard in jail to get me money and that if I want to get out and that as well.
That's right.
So, you know, I don't really want to profit off it, you know, turn it into a career. You know, I'd rather do it as a hobby and something I love and more passionate about, you know.
It'd mean more to a family member too.
Oh, that's it, you know. All my friends and family, you know, I've sent out dozens and dozens of paintings, you know.
Yep.
Like, I get a lot of people in here always ask me, oh, can you do me a painting, bro? And I said, no. I said, I don't know you. You know, you're not my mate or anything, so why should I?
That's right.
You know,
mate.
If I'd give me family, friend or family, no worries, I do you one, but no, sorry, not to you.
That's right. Maybe that's when you should ask for the bucks.
Yeah. No, even then, you know, I don't want them to have some stranger, you know, who wanted me paintings. No, as I said, I want it to mean something.
That's integrity, you know? Right,
that's
there,
it,
Russ,
you know?
And I respect that.
You know, and I like to always incorporate a story with me paintings as well, because four of me kids are autistic Asperger's, so we don't speak or communicate verbally. So, you know, if I can incorporate a story into a painting for them, you know, and mean something more to them and mean something more to me.
And tell us about your children. How old are they, Bryce?
My eldest daughter, Lisa, she's 16.
Yeah. Beautiful age, eh? Hectic but beautiful.
Yeah, great age. Freddie, he's 9.
Yeah.
Yeah, Max is 8. Tori, 7. And Dean, 6.
Oh, hard work, eh?
Yeah.
Mum must be doing a good job.
No,
out
no,
there,
she,
eh?
She's holding down the fort.
Yeah, good work.
Ralph, my grandson is on the spectrum.
Yep.
And he's a special, special boy.
They are great kids.
And he's non-verbal, but he knows how to communicate. So I respect you and the love that you have for your kids, who they are, not what they have.
True, because they're quite intelligent kids, you know, and I realised at a young age for them, you know, there was something different about them, you know. They said they can't legally diagnose until they're 4 years of age or older. But I picked on only about 1.5, 2. Freddie, he used to pick up like a deck of cards. He'd go through them, pull them past his face, scan them, and he'd throw them all in the air. And he'd go around, pick them all up, and he'd go back past, wave them past his face, scan them again, and he'd crack the wobblies, you know. If he couldn't tell you what was wrong or whatever, but there was a card missing, and he just knew that specific card.
Wow.
So I started testing them, you know. I started taking cards out, slipping them out of the deck, and he'd pick it every time. You know, I remember his teacher when he was in grade prep. He started doing puzzles, and you know, and he'd done a 250 piece puzzle, and done the same thing. He'd pick up all the pieces of the puzzle, scan them past his face, and just put them straight down. You know, and for a 5 year old to do a 250 piece puzzle, you know, I was proud as I spun out. You know,
I couldn't do one as an adult.
Nah, true.
Mate, right now, so that's incredible. And what other special gifts do the other children have there?
You know, Max. You know, he's great with his hands, and he does the same thing, but he's a little item hunter. He loves digging around the garden and the backyard, finding little knickknacks, you know, and just loves it, you know, like whether it be little cars or toys that he's found, you know, being there, coins.
Might be an archaeologist
pretty much, you know,
future, this
he loves
digging and fossicking and exploring. And what about the girl who's 16,
she's just like mother hen, you know. She looks after all the kids, you know. She's just really passionate about that sort of thing.
What a good girl. You must be proud,
And she, you know, she was a bit shattered when she was younger, but her younger brothers and sisters couldn't really communicate, talk to her. But as she's gotten older with me, you know, she sort of realises that gift too, you know. She's had a little bit of a learning disability too, but she's mastered that now. She's on top of it. She's school captain now. So she's made me proud as.
That's incredible, and I get that. My daughter also has a learning disability, and it's so hard to watch, and it's heartbreaking some days as a parent.
Yep.
But in so many ways, my daughter is just super smart, incredible.
That's
smart in other ways, you know. So it's beautiful to watch her grow and develop, and her confidence develop, I think, as they get older.
Yeah, no, that it has, you know. She wasn't real confident as a young one, but now she's really confident of herself.
Yeah.
You know, and then we've got Tori. You know, she's just wants to be like big sister too, you know, just wants to, you know, look after the other kids, and very loving and caring, you know, very chatty, always talking, always asking questions and conversations.
Like a father, eh?
Oh, yeah, worse than me, more like a mother, more like a mother. And then youngest one, Dean, you know, he's you're just clever. Like, you watch something once on TV and you know, like, you can look outside and go, oh, yeah, but clouds are cumulus nimbus. And I'm like, well, I never taught you that. He goes, yeah, no, learnt that off Dora Explorer, you know?
Go Dora,
yeah,
eh?
But, yeah, just little things like that. You see it once and you remember nimbus, it too, nimbus. You know?
Too smart. Mm. Too smart.
Thanks for that, Ralph.